Speaking at a public lecture entitled "Why Countries in Africa and South Asia Are Poor" yesterday, Devrijan said widespread poverty persists in Africa because governments fail to give local communities the right to precise over the allocation of funds to implement development projects.
It's not the amount of money. Indeed, it might not even be an increase in the amount of money. It's how you spend it. And the how you spend it has to have as a principle that you spend it in such a way that you empower the poor with that money. And that's the perspective that I want to change. It's not a question of government. This would be my message to the cabinet.
According to Devrijan, a study conducted by the World Bank indicates that many Southern Asian and African countries spend more money on education, health, and agriculture, but achieve less positive results because communities are always left out from becoming part of the solutions. He said, funds allocated for delivery of services are usually mismanaged and often never reach the intended target.
The reason is that some of these well-intentioned activities lead to political capture. That's what's actually going on here. In different ways, different types of groups have captured the system, whether it's the truckers or the teachers' unions or the healthcare workers. And the ultimate beneficiary that we were trying to achieve is the one that has been left out.
Devrijan said, giving power to communities helps them hold civil servants accountable and enables government to fight corruption. He said if civil servants do not commit to their jobs, the quality of services they deliver is adversely affected. He said giving the poor the power to hold civil servants accountable for the quality of services they provide will help South Sudan and Africa as a whole eradicate poverty. South Sudan Minister for Youth and Sports, Shirin Oiteng, agreed.
In our case, we all came from very poor backgrounds and we are still in a very, very poor status of society. I happen to sit in the social services cluster, and our Minister of Health and his deputy really complained very much about how doctors don't want to work outside Juba. All doctors want to be in Juba, at most maybe in Wau and Malakam. Even to take a doctor to Torit has to be a big struggle, or to Yei or some places. They all want to be in the urban area. Why? For very simple reasons, some of which he explained. Most of these doctors will tell the ministry that when you hired me, my remuneration is nothing. If you send me to go to Lanya, for example, or to Terekeka as a doctor to work there, there are no extra patients or there are no other people who will afford a clinic, a private clinic there.
According to Iting, part of the problem is that many doctors do not work at public hospitals where the government sends its money. He agrees that empowering the poor to decide which services should be funded would go a long way toward eradicating poverty. South Sudanese economist Ivan Skijore says the country's infrastructure and services are underdeveloped because its officials are either incompetent or not doing the job.
Why these things fail, like education or health or whatever, is failed because of leadership in the sense that there is no supervision. For example, in the Minister of Education, he doesn't know what his undersecretary is doing. The undersecretary does not know what the schools are doing. They even do not visit the school. The headmaster is not supervising his teachers because he is not being supervised. So the whole issue of all these failures of development is coming from the leadership because there is no supervision.
South Sudan's economy has struggled after its only source of revenue, oil production, was shut down. For VOA News, I'm a young David Mayar in Juba.